has to track it down. He'll send it back deep. Finley in a battle with a defenseman, Baskill, trying to get it to the point and does. Long-range shot by Scholes. Stick to side by DePasquo. Zach Scholes, 6 assists in his last 5 games. 3 assists in the quick trip holiday faceoff for Zach. He was the most outstanding defenseman. Good to see him back out there. Puck played deep into the Wisconsin zone. Savage and Scholes, and Scholes gets some help from Phelan and wins the puck free. Lifted out to center ice. Pietila now will scoop it in. Andrews after it for Michigan State. Reverses along the near side wall and back out through center ice. It comes too far. Icing called on the Spartans, and the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff, trailing by 1 and 4:40 to go in the first.
And the one thing the Badgers have done the last few minutes here is they haven't let Michigan State get past the red line. They've been forcing with their pressure for the Spartans to turn it over. Michigan State has done all their damage getting the pucks down and forcing the Badger D. A lot of pressure when they've had the puck down in the zone, and Badgers have kind of turned the tables a little bit here and not allowed Michigan State to have possession.
Wisconsin averaging 3.1 goals per game, but over the last 10 games in which the Badgers are 7-2-1, they've outscored opponents 43-18. The offense has certainly picked up its production, defensively much better as well. Lindmark skates through traffic, and from the high slot his shot goes off a stick and caroms to the backboards. Gucciardi meets Lindmark there. Wisconsin's captain lost the handle. Played out towards the blue line. Linesman gets in the way. That aids Anthony Kerr, who moved it ahead to Lindmark, and then Owen didn't get it deep, and Gucciardi picked it up. Then one of the Spartans fell down, D'Angelo, but Kukkonen got his stick in his skates, but didn't really cause much of an issue, so no penalty called. Still no penalties here in the opening period. Wisconsin, the third least penalized team in the country. Michigan State doesn't take many either. Oh, here's Ben Dexheimer hard to the net, cut down the goal line, got a backhander off, and then got smoked to the ice after releasing the shot. Now Laskowski, look out, Manisto takes it from him deep in the Wisconsin zone, but he played it to the near wall, and Palatichuk out to center ice it comes. Spartans pick it up again, and Kelly will dump it down in. Boy, Dexheimer's had a couple of good chances on the rush.
It looked very similar to his first one. This one's more his own creation and gives Cody Laskowski some credit there. He basically filled in for Dexheimer before he could get off the ice and did a really good job on the defensive end.
Fitzgerald one-on-one with Lukaszewicz. He was cut off, and the Spartans throw it back through center, not strongly enough for icing. Jack Phelan back to get it. 3:05 to go in the first. 1-0 Michigan State. Phelan and Scholes paired defensively. Mosley, Dick, and Scholl on the ice right now, but Botterill replaces Mosley. And Dexheimer's headed to the Badgers' locker room. Dealt with a lower body injury and didn't play in the quick trip holiday faceoff, and he's walking gingerly back to the Badgers' locker room. And Wisconsin called for icing, a faceoff inside the Badgers' zone with 2:52 left here in the opening period of play. It was Tiernan Shouty scoring at 5:36 from Manisto and Gucciardi. Shouty 4 goals as a junior. He had 4 as a sophomore. Stramel wins the faceoff. Baskill finds Howard. Right point now, Gary settles the puck down. Flipped it back off the body of Howard. Loose puck. Stramel steps in on Scholl. And then Russell trying to jam it to the corner. Good play by Phelan to keep it away from Russell. Right to Scholl. Right wing now Dick across the red line. Then the Michigan State line. Stumbled down to the ice. Back up on his skates, but Spartans come to take the puck. Here's Stramel now. Big right-hander. Pushed it past Lotch, and those two get after it. So does Jack Horbach. Good job by Jack to reverse it to Lotch. And now Dick with a patient play. Pass up to center ice and Morrissey against Gucciardi. Gucciardi had the angle and took the puck away. And then throws an errant pass. Picked off by Lotch right side. Skates in goal line right. Daniel Lotch cycles now off to Finley. Quinn Finley with it. Put it in front. Got through to Pascoe with a save. Rebound. Badgers put it in. Gavin Morrissey. Wisconsin pulls even at Michigan State.
Nice overlap play high up. Got the puck to Finley. I think Morrissey might have redirected the first shot. It kind of looked like it popped up in the air and made it difficult for the goaltender. And the Morrissey there is just to poke home the rebound. The Badgers get this game tied up here. It's a couple minutes left in the first period.
Gavin Morrissey, 6th goal of the season. It comes at 18:05, and the Badgers and the Spartans are even at 1.
We've talked about the Badgers in the last few minutes, kind of turned the game a little bit around. It's not like they've generated a lot of offense out of it, but here they get a chance and capitalize on it.
Well, the shots on goal at one point were 9-5. Wisconsin's had the last five shots on goal, and Morrissey gets the game-tying goal at 18:05. Finley should get, I believe, the primary helper. Finley with 27 points now this season. That shares the national lead with Jack Devine of Denver. And Finley's 15 goals are number one. Big hit right in front of the Wisconsin bench as Kerr just squashed Carson Dorward at center ice. And the Badgers on the bench, you can hear him hooting and hollering across the way.
They definitely like that one.
Puck inside the Michigan State zone, back out to center now. Lodge able to beat Jarecki to the puck. Dexheimer back on the ice, good to see, but he turned it over at center. Lukaszewicz finds Visagi. His shot fought off by Scarfoni with his right shoulder. And Soggy, again, he can really shoot the puck. Only two goals to show for it in 18 games as a freshman, but a large young man. D'Angelo trying to work it free from Lodge. Daniel sticking his stick in there. Lodge then able to lift the stick of D'Angelo. Under a minute to go in the period. Dexheimer battling below the goal line with Jarecki near side corner to the left of Scarfoni. Puck out to the point now. Lukaszewicz, his shot off the stick of Kukin. And those two going at it out near the Wisconsin line. And now it's Van Soggy with Lodge on him. Carries it to the corner. Cut off by Lindmark. Puck still loose. Lodge can't reach it. He lost his stick. Taken away by D'Angelo. His point pass went off his stick, and Kukkonen able to skate it out to center. Feathered it off the near side wall, and Ministo will carry it from there. 20 seconds to go in the first period. Wisconsin and Michigan State tied at one. Ministo tried to dump it in, went off his stick and into the mesh. Stopping play with 17.7 seconds to go here in the opening period. The Badgers have pulled even with Michigan State.
Amazing the psychological change. The Badgers score, and then all of a sudden Michigan State pushes back, and they haven't been in the Badger zone for 6, 7, 8 minutes, and now they get back to the pressure they were pushing on the Badgers earlier in the period.
Faceoff slides all the way down on goal, and Scarfoni easily moves it aside for Anthony Kerr. He'll play it off the glass, hit the linesman, and I think the puck ricocheted into the Badger bench. 6.7 seconds to go in the period. Still waiting for the official scoring of Morrissey's goal at 18:05. Finley should get the primary assist. Lodge may get the secondary. It has yet to be posted on the Stat Broadcast website. Scholl to take the faceoff. Finley's out there with Horbach. See if they can run a play here and squeeze the puck to Finley quickly. Puck is out at center. Horbach turns, can't get it deep. Taken by Ministo, and that will do it for the opening period of play. Michigan State scored about 5.5 minutes in, but the Badgers answer with a late goal from Gavin Morrissey. And after one period of play here at Munn Arena in East Lansing, it's Wisconsin 1 and Michigan State 1. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Back in East Lansing, Wisconsin 1, Michigan State 1 after one period of play. Spartans scored first. Tiernan Shouty at 5:36. A scramble in front of the net, beating Tommy Scarfoni. Tommy Ministo and David Gucciardi with the assists for Shouty, his fourth of the year. 1-0 Michigan State. The Badgers, you know, challenged a potential elbow to the head of Charlie Stramel, and it was overruled. Video replay, according to the officials, was not conclusive, so the Badgers lost their timeout. But after challenging that call, Wisconsin kind of picked up its game a little bit and able to get the game-tying goal at 18:05. Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley gets the primary assist, and Quinn Finley the secondary. Again, at 18:05 for Morrissey, his sixth goal of the season. Shots on goal in the first period, 11-10 in favor of Wisconsin. Tommy Scarfone, 9 saves in the opening period. Luca DePasquo had 10 for the Spartans. There were no penalties, so therefore no power plays in the first 20 minutes of play. And Paul Capobianco keeps looking at video replay of Gavin Morrissey's goal, and it's awfully hard to see where the puck actually crosses the goal line until the very end.
It's funny, you wonder, like, sometimes there's different angles. The angle from the corner, you can't see the puck ever actually go in the net the way the puck bounces around, but then you get the far angle and you can see it definitely in the far side of the net. But I kept watching going, why did they challenge that thing? I don't even see it go over the goal line, but the batters obviously put it in. Gavin Morrissey, you couldn't tell from the first time, but the puck ended up outside the post on the rebound, and Morrissey just kind of banked it, I think, off the goaltender's maybe foot, and it bounced across the netting into the far net and out. So when you question the coaches and whatever and you wonder why they didn't challenge, well, it was because it was actually in the net.
Sure. After Michigan State took the lead, and we've talked about how they're 11-0 when they score first this season, the Badgers finally found their game, didn't they?
They did. I mean, Michigan State is just a high-pressure team. They were getting the pucks down and making it really difficult. The Badgers are having a hard time. Their D getting the puck out of there, and there were lots of turnovers down low, but they solved that by keeping the puck out of their own end, and they were doing a great job on their own, forcing turnovers in the neutral zone. Michigan State was having a hard time getting the red line to even get the puck in, and they weren't generating a ton of offensive chances, but eventually with Daniel Lotch down low, a little overlap play with Quinn Finley, and then guys in front finding loose puck, Gavin Morrissey spotting it, sitting next to the goaltender, the first one to see it, and he poked it in, and the batters got back in this game, and I think they had 5 of the last 6 or 5 straight shots to end the period, and obviously going to the first intermission feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, so it's Wisconsin 1, Michigan State 1 after one period of play. Our American Family Insurance first intermission report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub. Lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matza pizza.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Yourself.
Freshman Gavin Morrissey, game-tying goal. A minute 55 left in the first. The Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans tied at one. Both teams attempted 14 shots in the opening period of play. Again, the Badgers with 11 shots on goal. Michigan State with 10. Wisconsin lost 12 of 16 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark, the best faceoff man in the country, 0 for 5 in the circle. Christian Fitzgerald just 1 of 6. First intermission brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Back in 90 seconds, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Tiernan Chowdhury got Michigan State on the board about 5.5 minutes into the first, but Gavin Morrissey pulled Wisconsin even at 18:05 from Rylan Mosley and Quinn Findlay. So as we get set for period number two, Wisconsin and Michigan State are tied at one, and we'll drop the puck here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Munn Arena in East Lansing. The Badgers and the Spartans tied at one. Faceoff forthcoming. Wisconsin will skate from our left to our right here in the second period, facing goaltender Luca DePasquo, who's gave up the Gavin Morrissey goal late in the first period. The first even-strength goal that DePasquo's given up in the six games he's played this season, his fifth starts. Badgers win the faceoff and chip it into the offensive zone to our right. After it is Shouty, rims it around hard and past Tassie, past Kerr, all the way down Wisconsin's way. Icing called on Michigan State, 15 seconds into period number two.
It's turning around already. The Badgers won the first faceoff. Now 5-12 tonight.
Just odd because Wisconsin's been so good in the faceoff circles. Puck possession, one of the key phrases that Mike Hastings and his staff use. And the Badgers started possessing the puck much more in the latter part of the opening period. Faceoff to the right of DePasquo. Morrissey against Shouty. And it's chopped off the body of Daniel Lodge, who turns to face the glass, and the puck came past him, and then Finley at the blue line. Quinn retreats to center ice, and Morrissey sweeps it down deep. Matt Baskill after it, placed it to the near side in Ministo. First attempt to clear failed, the second out to neutral. Joe Palatichuk after it quickly. It's off a stick and back towards Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer. Lead feet in, Morrissey just got crushed near side in an open ice hit by the defenseman Patrick Geary on Wisconsin freshman Gavin Morrissey, who's down on one knee trying to brace himself before getting back up on his skates. Geary took a run at Morrissey and now gives him a word or two as he heads to the Michigan State penalty box. Interference on Geary, and the Badgers will get their first Kunis power play of the night.
Geary had Morrissey lined up. He saw the pass coming. It would have been like a football play with a defensive back hitting a wide receiver, making a play. Huge hit there by Geary, and Morrissey hopefully okay after that. The Badgers get a chance here to try to take their first lead on the first power play of the game for either team.
Geary, the sixth round draft pick of the Buffalo Sabres this past year, gets the gate for interference at 44 seconds. Lindmark wins the faceoff on this power play. He's got it slot, looks backside left, in front. Oh, a chance for Kukkonen, then tapped in by Lindmark. Oh, Kukkonen had a wide open net and hit the far post, but it ricocheted to the crease and Lindmark jammed it in. The captain gives Wisconsin a 2-1 lead.
Wow. What a nice passing play the whole time, set up, and it looked like a tap-in goal. Kyle Kukkonen on the right side of the net had great position, inside position on Michigan State defenseman. And thankfully, Badger there to tap in the loose puck off the far post. The Badgers get a couple of their last goal they score. The puck was on the outside of the post, and I think maybe banked off the goaltender here off the far post and knocked in.
Lindmark from Kukkonen and Dick at 53 seconds. Power play goal for Lindmark. Fifth goal of the year, and Wisconsin has a 2-1 lead on the road against top-ranked Michigan State.
I know when Lindmark's, he scored his first power play goal just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Or a few series ago, and now he gets the second one of his career.
Here's a setup for Botterill. Stopped by DePasquo. Good feed by Lindmark. Low left. Botterill shot denied, and the puck comes out to center ice. Michigan State's Gucciardi will flip it down in. Palatichuk first to it. Michigan State in the midst of a change. Long lead feed, bouncing puck off the stick of Botterill. No icing. Wisconsin will change. Minute and a half into the second period. Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead on Owen Lindmark's power play goal. 53 seconds into the period. Spartans dump it in again. Scarfoni settling the bouncing puck and almost turned it over to his left. Goodness. Joey Larson sniffing it out. But Scarfoni able to get back into the goal mouth quickly. Puck lobbed high into the air. It's out by the blue line. Owen far side. And the long-range shot by the defenseman, Lukas Šević, was easily steered aside by Scarfoni. And now one of the Badgers' Scholes had his stick slashed out of his hands by their captain, Red Savage. And another penalty on Michigan State. A little skirmish after the whistle. The Badgers will get their second Kunis power play in the first two-plus minutes of this second period.
And just a play in the offensive zone, Michigan State. Spartan just slashed the stick right out of the Badgers' hand. And shortly followed by a pretty good hit by Wisconsin into the boards.
Slash on Savage.
That follow-up play into the boards as the whistle was blowing, I think. That was not enjoyed by the Spartans, but either way, the Badgers will get the second power play here in short order in the start of this period.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Lodge with it. Right side now, Fitzgerald to the dot. He whistled one wide on the glove side of DePasquo. Hit the corner boards and comes rolling all the way out through center ice back Wisconsin's way. Lindmark, Fitzgerald, Dick, Kukkonen, and Lotch on the second power play unit. Up the middle, it's Fitzgerald. Cuts to the right wing. Got sticked once or twice. Still protects and then threw a bad pass to the slot that Manisto intercepted. And then his second effort able to chop it out to center. Badgers quickly after it. Lindmark across the line. Cycles off the left wing wall. Kukkonen protects. Now Lindmark with it. Stick handling and just had a crawl off his stick out to center ice. Badgers need to touch up. Again, the penalty to Savage for slashing. It came at the 2:09 mark. Here's Lindmark across the line right wing. Finley can't reach it. Taken away by Russell. Potential 2-on-1 to our left. Russell with it left wing. Filling the lane. It's Dorwart. Fans off left. Fires one. Stop made by Scarfoni. Loose puck picked up by Finley. Coughed it up behind the net. Then gets some help from Dexheimer. And everything settles down now as the Badgers' number one power play unit out there. 55 seconds left on the man advantage. Long lead feed. Angles off the corner. Mosley after it. Gets his stick down towards the glove of the goaltender who covered right in the crease. And a whistle stops play. Offensive zone faceoff come up for Wisconsin, leading 2-1 on a power play with 16:43 left in the second.
And a long pass there by Wisconsin trying to hit Mosley. He had a step on everybody, so it wasn't going to be an icing play. But that, again, those boards at Michigan State here, it goes into the corner and everything kind of just bounces over to the slot. You can see Michigan State knows that when they make their passes all around the ice. And that one, Mosley couldn't get to it because it went right to the goaltender.
Yeah, when it comes off the kick plate, it's like a Super Bowl. Badgers battling for the puck on the offensive zone. It slides down to the near corner. Gucciardi to the far corner, and he now has the puck and turns and finds open ice and heaves it out to center. Badgers still have 35 seconds left on their power play, leading 2-1. Dexheimer's out there with Laskowski, Morrissey, Finley, and Mosley. Again, they send it deep. No icing. And, oh, they do call it. Wow, I thought Mosley had the step on the defenseman near the hash mark, but apparently not. Wisconsin called for icing. They've tried that stretch play now twice. The first time okay, the second time a bit too much.
I mean, that one, again, we saw it in the first period. I'm literally matched up with the two dots in the faceoff, and Mosley was the first one there. If it's just a straight-up race to that, it's not icing. But the puck did wrap around, and if it wasn't that way, the Michigan State player would have got there first, so like they called it that way.
That's it. It's who's going to get to the puck first. Here's Dexheimer now with it. He'll drop it back, and picking it up with speed is Morrissey. Right wing, Laskowski. Across the line, back to Morrissey. Ran into traffic and lost the puck. Stramel's got it. Heaves it out to center ice. Belt-high pass intended for Howard. He couldn't connect, and the Badgers have it again. 5 seconds to go in the power play. Finley, center circle. He'll throw it left wing. Morrissey now to the corner. Power play expires. Laskowski picks up the loose puck. His one-timer wide. Here's a blast by Morrissey. Kicked out to Pasquo. Laskowski still battling for it. Eventually stripped free by Russell to Stramel. Far side orbits. The defenseman will send it down in. So Wisconsin 1-for-2 on the power play. It's 2-1 Badgers here early second period. Puck out to the point. Baskill tees one up, and that went wide. Scarfoni cut down the angle. Long-range shot by Geary may have hit Scarfoni's stick and ricocheted to the far wall. Out to center now, it's Anthony Kerr. He'll take it. Gets bumped to the ice by Geary. Anthony able to dump it down in. Kerr back up on his skates. Picks off the puck at center ice from behind. Horbach got knocked down. Still loose near the Michigan State line and taken by the Spartans' Tanner Kelly. Kelly driving low right. Good check by Wisconsin's Care to separate him from the puck. And now Wisconsin's Botterill skates up 2-on-2 with Scholl. Right wing, Andrews cuts off Botterill. Ryan still possesses the puck. Back behind the net. Baskill cut him off, but Botterill still possessing. Good work by the freshman forward. Bumps it out to the point, and Scholl settles it down, skates it left wing. Scholl to the right dot, stops and looks. Zach Scholl out to the point now. Phelan, left side, Botterill tries to settle it down and does. His shot skips through, rebound picked up. Scholl hammers it home. 3-1 Wisconsin. Sawyer Scholl. Bouncing puck right to him, low right, and he beat DePasco who had no chance.
Ryan Botterill, what a shift for him with puck possession behind the net. Battled along the boards, just kept at it, fought off some checkers. He ended up the man at the blue line, just turned around, and his shot, it wasn't a great shot, but it found the net, and that's where the puck bounced off the goaltender, and Sawyer Scholl just had a gaping net. Put it home, and the Badgers go up here 3-1.
Second goal of the season for the Medford Nader. Sawyer Scholl give Botterill and Phelan assists at 5:27. Wow. Wisconsin down 1-0, 5.5 minutes into the hockey game. Now on the attack, here come the Spartans. D'Angelo, though, cut off, couldn't get a shot off. The Badgers have scored three unanswered. Morrissey late first period. Lindmark on a power play less than a minute into the second, and now Scholl at 5:27. Puck at center ice. Tyson Dick trying to jam it free. Jarecki able to nudge it ahead now for Vansagi. Slowed by Lodge below the Badgers' line. Goal line, that is. Now Dexheimer sticks his nose in there. The puck goes wobbling back below the goal line again. Tyson Dick had his stick lifted. Couldn't play it cleanly. It bounces to the left of Scarfoni behind the net. Dexheimer in a battle. Pulled free now by Vansagi. Here's a turnaround shot save made by Scarfoni on the blast in tight by Red Savage. And then lifted out to center. Brought down by Tyson Dick. Cuts to the slot. Settles it down. Looking left side. Can't get a shot off as the defenseman in the way. And then Lukaszewicz able to poke the puck away from Tyson Dick. Calmly with some time and space in his own zone. Threw it up to center. Intercepted by Kerr. Left wing Kukkonen. Cuts to the slot. His shot goes off the stick of the defenseman West and out of play. 13:19 to go in the second period. Wisconsin with a 3-1 lead on the road against Michigan State.
And Tyson Dick high in the zone there. We've seen a few times this year he gets possession of the puck and he just kind of sticks to his stick. He takes hits, he spins around, it's still on his stick. I think he tried to make a back pass to one of his teammates cutting through that got knocked and created a chance for Michigan State or what looked like it turned into one, but Badgers recovered and in the offensive zone faceoff.
Shots on goal, 17-13 now in favor of Wisconsin. Lindmark with it, low left. Tried to cycle now for Kerr. Sweeps it towards the front of the net. Didn't reach Botterill. It's still loose left wing. Swooping down to pick it up, Lindmark. Out high, here's Kukkonen's shot. That was blocked. Ricocheted to Savage. Tried to tap it ahead now to his teammate Larson. Loose puck back towards the Michigan State line, and they'll go D to D and exit, but just ice the puck. Boy, the Badgers have the Spartans a bit frustrated here. 3-1 Wisconsin, 12:53 to go in the second period.
Yeah, the Badgers have just, they found some open space. Obviously, a couple of rebounds. Really, all three of their goals have been just around the net, rebounds. The last one, I think Michigan State thought the puck was maybe getting out or kind of vacated in front and put some high pressure on and found themselves open and they're just kind of scrambling. Those last two goals have gotten their heads a little bit, it looks like.
Top line out for the Badgers. Morrissey, Finley, Mosley with Scholl and Phelan defensively. Carson Dorward against Morrissey. Gavin, 55% in the faceoff circle this season. Wins it to Finley. Low left and snaps off a shot. Tough angle over the head of the goaltender. Then the side glass and all the way back Wisconsin's way. Jack Phelan back behind his net. Ooh, he's tied up a little bit. Savage may have tripped up Wisconsin Scholl's. Badgers have the puck. They'll exit their own zone. Finley tried to tap it off the wall for himself and then got a little upset with the defenseman Andrews and went up high with a cross check to the chin. And Finley's going to get 2 minutes. Finley upset thinking maybe Andrews interfered with him, but Finley went up high into the face mask. A two-minute minor on the Badgers forward Quinn Finley in Michigan State will get its first power play of the evening.
Yeah, he definitely got a stick up on that one. Finley kind of felt like, in my head anyway, I was waiting for an opportunity for the refs to call penalty on Wisconsin. They had the first two power plays. This is a big one. You got that two-goal lead. And this is a chance for Michigan State to kind of turn the tide back, get a chance for momentum. The Badgers look for a big kill here to keep it going.
Finley cross-checking at 733. The Badgers penalty kill 72% this season. Beggar pardon, 77%. 11 power play goals allowed and 47 chances against. Michigan State's power play about 23%. 10 of 43, 6 of 15 in Big Ten play. That's 40%. Badgers able to clear initially, and now we'll get another crack at it. Good job by Liskoski to get it out to center ice. The Badgers have Morrissey, Liskoski, Lodge, and Kerr for the time being. Lead feed Russell. Too far for him. Icing on the Spartans. Badgers will change their PK and a faceoff down in the Michigan State zone. They just look out of sorts, does Michigan State.
Badgers will gladly take a little assistance on the penalty kill.
Yep.
You mentioned their percentage isn't over the 8 mark, which is at least where you want to be. But they've been so good at not taking penalties, and they've been so disciplined of late. I think it's 9 kills in the last 4 games, and they've been perfect in those. So that's one way to solve your penalty kill problems, by just staying out of there.
Exactly. Michigan State wins the faceoff, comes out of its own zone. Russell will sweep it deep back behind the net. Scarfoni there and rims it around but not out. Oh, it bounced over the stick of Baskell out to center ice. Badgers catch a break. Lindmark's out there with Horbach on the penalty kill, along with Palatichuk and Scholes. Loose puck at neutral. Lindmark jamming at it off the stick of Baskell, and it caroms over the top of the Michigan State bench down in front of us and out of play. 11:38 to go in the second period. 3-1 Wisconsin. Minute 11 to go in the Finley 2-minute minor for cross-checking.
You know, that sideboards, far side. We've seen, at least I've noticed a couple of pucks coming around the boards. There's something either on the ice or in the boards, and then things have skipped up into the air right around that place, and I think that's what helped Scarfoni just get that last puck out.
Wisconsin wins the draw, and they send it all the way down on DePasquo, who will leave it off for the defenseman Andrews. Again, Liskoski and Morrissey out on the PK with Karen Lotch. Here's Red Savage now, the captain, with Larson Kelly. Larson with it left wing, the big right-hander, puts it back behind the net. Lotch slows the puck a little bit, bouncing around to the left of Scarfoni, still loose, may have gone off the side post. Kelly now digs it out and finds Larson near side, heaves a backhander through the high slot to no one in particular, and it forces Michigan State out to center ice. They take it away. Badgers change. Here comes Horbach one-on-one. Horbach right wing, his shot off the stick of Andrews and out of play, and Horbach fell down, wiped out while attempting that shot, putting everything he had behind it. And went right down, lost an edge, but nevertheless got the job done. Faceoff to come in the Michigan State zone. 30 seconds left in the Spartans power play. 3-1 Wisconsin nearing the midway point of this hockey game.
And Horbach makes sure to take his glove and wipe the skate blade that did the damage and knocked him over.
Horbach and Lindmark back out there on the penalty kill. Face off to the left of DePasquo. Lindmark kicked out of the circle. Horbach to take the draw, and it split the legs of Zach Scholes to center. He has to hustle back after it and gets there first and dumps it right back down in. That's where Baskell will pick it up for Michigan State. Right wing now to Isaac Howard. Off the wall, it's Stramel tied up a little bit. Gathered in by Howard straight away. Out to the left wing, Dorwart now pushed it down low. It may have gone off the stick of Scholes and ricocheted to the far side. 7 seconds to go in the Michigan State power play. Baskell backpedaling and shooting one off balance and leaning left with Scarfoni, who gloved it out of his crease but elected to make the play. Hung on for a faceoff. 10:29 to go in the second. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. 2 seconds left to kill off on Finley's penalty.
Yeah, Michigan State forward couldn't handle the first pass. Could hear someone else here in the press box groaning, but the puck did roll out to the point man for Michigan State, who got the shot off. And if the Badgers can win another faceoff here, they'll take care of this penalty kill.
Fitzgerald against Shouty to the left of Scarfoni, and Michigan State won the draw though. Orbitz down to the corner, Shouty with it back to Orbitz. Finley out of the box, Orbitz rising, shot missed the net. Aaron to the near side wall. Lukaszewicz plays it down deep, out to Kelly. Right side Orbitz, he walks in, right pad save made by Scarfoni. The defenseman, Austin Orbitz, looking for his first collegiate goal, walked right down the middle, and Scarfoni got his right pillow out there.
He came way out. He was a couple feet above the blue paint.
Hotch took a hit to release the puck, but Michigan State controls again. Orvitz, his shot. That missed the net. Finley tried to backhand it out. No luck. Long-range shot, Lukaszewicz. Again, sticked aside by Scarfoni, who's struggling to get back up on his skates. Now he does and gets in position in between the Badgers' goalposts. Finley now takes a hit, but bumps it off to Lodge out to center. Liskoski mishandles, and the Spartans have it again. 9.5 minutes left, second period. The Badgers leading 3-1, but struggling here a bit against the Spartans' pressure, and now Scarfoni covers. Thought about releasing it, but elected just put his mitt down and get a whistle, and we have a stoppage in play. 9:26 to go, second period. Wisconsin leads top-ranked Michigan State 3-1. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Get 15% off everything you can fit inside the bag at Menards. Quaker State Full Synthetic Motor Oil ensures strong engine performance, even in freezing temperatures. It also delivers unsurpassed protection against friction-related wear. Get 15% off Quaker State Motor Oil and all the automotive products you can fit inside the bag. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey folks, register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni for all the information. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead on Michigan State. 9:24 left here, second period at Munn Arena. The Badgers down 1-0, have scored 3 unanswered. Morrissey, Lindmark, and Scholl. Lindmark's goal coming on a power play. Ben Dexheimer coming out of his own zone. Slides it ahead now to Tyson Dick across the red line, then the Michigan State line. Chipped it into the corner, gives chase, pulls it free. Good work by Tyson Dick against 3 Spartans. Getting support from Jack Horbach. Horbach just slashed down on Andrew's stick. He's tried to draw a penalty. Both go down in the Michigan State zone. The biscuit's still free, and there's Dick. Pass to the left circle intended for Horbach, intercepted by D'Angelo. D'Angelo, right wing pass, that goes off the stick of a Badger and into the crowd, and a nice catch by a young man about 10-15 rows up. 3-1 Wisconsin with a lead, 8:43 left, second period.
A heck of a blind pass by Tyson Dick out of the corner. A lot of gas on it. Jack Horbach was right in the path, but unfortunately intercepted by D'Angelo for Michigan State, but I don't know if he saw Horbach there or not, but that would have been right on the money.
Michigan State wins the faceoff in neutral ice and dumps it in. Left corner to right. Scholl's after it. Dorward got in the way. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald rimmed it around. Held in by Geary, left point. Down the wall now to Savage. Fitzgerald right on him. Savage, the left-hander, thought about playing it to the point and does. Geary sends it back to the corner, but Larson wasn't there. Fitzgerald couldn't clear. Shot by Geary off the stick of Simon Tassie. Bouncing puck in the Wisconsin zone. Scholl's tried to clear it up off the glass and out. Instead, cleared it out of play. And a face-off again in the Wisconsin zone. Now Scholl's needs to be separated by a couple of Spartans combatants, Larson and Savage. Out comes Michigan State's top line of Howard, Stramel, and Russell. And the Badgers counter with their top line. What a line this has been. Morrissey and Finley and Mosley. Again, Morrissey scoring tonight. And Mosley and Finley both getting helpers. I think of 23 points for Morrissey, 27 for Finley, 20 now for Mosley. Pretty impressive.
It's been pretty much from day one, and at least game-wise. It's been amazing.
Yep. Finley with the assist now. 10 goals, 20 points in the last 13 games. Mosley with an assist. He's 1 point shy of 100 for his career. And Morrissey has more points than any freshman in Division I college hockey. Talking with Marco Siki, former Badgers defenseman, associate head coach. getting a chance to see Morrissey last weekend at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Very impressed with the 21-year-old freshman centerman and a free agent, too, who's got a chance to play at a high level of professional hockey. The way, you know, not only is he producing, but he's so cerebral, really knows the game well.
Hopefully 3.5 years from now.
Right, exactly. Badgers ice the puck. Morrissey and Shouty will take the draw to the right of Scarfone. 3-1 Wisconsin under 8 minutes left, second period. Kelly over skates in the left circle. On the near side, Badgers trying to jam it out. Lotch looking for it. Now Morrissey with it. He over skates near the Badgers cage, but there's Daniel Lotch coming down to get it. He can't clear. Flubbed the attempt. Now Kelly with it. Good poke check by Kerr to slow his progress. Spun back into the far corner. Manisto out to the point. Baskel D to D to Geary. He'll shoot one. That goes off the stick of Kelly well wide. Kerr trying to knock it free. Placed it to the corner. Manisto goes to get it for Michigan State. Foot race far side. The defenseman Baskel pinching in against Finley. Still loose far corner. Michigan State getting some offensive zone time here, but nothing really at the net. Until now, a tough angled shot stopped by Scarfone. The rebound was there and pitchforked out of harm's way by Finley. Not strong enough for icing as he cleared it all the way down. Badgers change. 7 minutes left in the second. 3-1 Wisconsin.
Kind of gone back a little bit since that penalty that Wisconsin took to where Michigan State's forcing some turnovers or keeping the puck down with lots of pressure.
Lob pass out to center by Plata. Chuck to Pietila. Finds Scholl and dumps it in. Sawyer hustling after it left wing wall. Down the wall comes Palatichuk to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Joe lost his stick. Pietila then roughs up D'Angelo, knocks him down with a pretty good hip check. Michigan State takes the puck away. Lead feed to the defenseman Andrews. Couldn't catch it on his backhand, so the Badgers now possess. 6.5 minutes left in the second. Stretch pass. Pietila will take it off the end boards and fires one knocked away by DePasquo. Badgers have tried that several times now, and Pietila got a pretty good low right.
Yeah, that one was the best setup one yet. Off the far boards, Pietila just skating right into the right spot. Wind up and fire.
Kukkonen in on the forecheck, fell down. Lindmark trying to pick up the loose puck. Gucciardi steps away from his pressure. Out towards the Michigan State line, and that's where Vansagi now has it for the Spartans. Vansagi left the puck at center ice. Botterill picked up the puck, then picked up his head. Otherwise, he would have been crushed by Gucciardi. Bouncing puck in the slot, still loose. Botterill trying to reach it. It slides harmlessly to the kneeling goaltender, DePasquo, and he covers. 5:48 left in the second. 3-1 Wisconsin. Morrissey scored late first to tie it, and then Lindmark, a power play goal from Kukkonen and Dick. 53 seconds into the second, and then Sawyer Scholl made it 3-1 with his second of the year from Botterill. And Phelan.
And again here, we saw a couple times where Badgers have been kind of on their own island in the offensive zone to the side of the play. Michigan State just puts a lot of pressure on the puck. That time was Owen Lindmark. Puck popped up in the air, didn't quite get to him clean, but he was all by himself on the side again.
Face off, trickles towards the netminder. DePasquo leaves it off for Lukaszewicz. Up to center, his pass off the body of Fitzgerald, but came across the Wisconsin line in tight. They score from the corner. Savage found the cutting Dorwart, who beat Scarfone. It looked like short side high. Michigan State's got some life. It's now 3-2.
Just to give the Spartans some credit there. Some nice nifty plays at corners. Little spinorama. Get the puck to Dorwart in front. Quick finish. Beats Tommy Scarfone. There's a play all the way down the boards, really. In this small area. Michigan State got pucks through, and Badgers weren't really out of place. It was just a really nice play.
Carson Dorward, fifth goal of the season. It comes at 14:26. Get Red Savage the primary assist. Dorward, again, preseason first team all-conference after putting up 15 goals and 35 points a year ago. Dorward scores to make it a 3-2 game. Now a steal. Here's Howard with a little chip shot low right. Scarfone able to fight that one off. And a whistle and a hand pass called against Michigan State. Faceoff will come out at center ice. Boy, all of a sudden it was 3-2. And then there's Isaac Howard, their leading goal scorer, about 10 feet away from Tommy Scarfone, all by his lonesome.
Yeah, momentum. We've seen that back and forth in this game.
Yep.
Again, it goes back to Wisconsin's penalty they took, and ever since then Michigan State's had the better of the play for the most part. They finally got rewarded on a rush and then almost again.
Badgers win the neutral zone faceoff. Finley will direct it into the attacking zone. Baskell after it, reverses course to Geary. Finley in on the forecheck. Puck is loose underneath the defenseman's skates. Mosley looking for it to come free. Gives Stramel a shove or two, and Rylan Mosley's got it right wing to the point. Dexheimer backpedaling and mishandled it. Look out, breakaway now. Isaac Howard a chance to tie it. Comes in, Deke went five-hole, and stoned by Scarfone. Big stop by Tommy Scarfone to keep Wisconsin up one.
Oh, huge save by the goaltender. A breakaway a long way as he had a long time to think about him coming in and a long time to think about the shot. Scarfone just held his ground, kept the pads together, and got the puck out of the net.
Huge save by Tommy Scarfone on the breakaway for Isaac Howard. 3-2 Wisconsin. 4:35 left until the second intermission. And Dexheimer that time, I think, just got ahead of himself. The puck was like a little hot potato, and he just couldn't settle it down, and Howard poked it ahead for himself. Here's Kelly, right corner of the Wisconsin zone. Badgers able to nudge it out to center. Scholl after it. Gains the red line. Scoops it in. Horbach in on the forecheck with Lukashevich. The two meet. Scholl trying to wrap it around and stuff it. He got knocked down by Shouty. Loose puck picked up by Tyson Dick. Cross ice open left side. Here's Scholl's back in front. Oh, the shot went off the skate of Horbach. And then Dick picked up the puck. Tried to jam it past to Pasquo, who's covering the near side post. And finally a whistle blows as the Michigan State netminder able to cover. And then afterwards, Dick got knocked to the ice by Tanner Kelly, among others. Everybody seems to be fine.
What a play by Tyson Dick. I think he kicked it up with his foot to his stick, the side of the net, and tried to score. Nearly worked. Goaltender got there just before the puck to get his pad and keep the puck out along the post.
4:07 to go here in the second period. Three goals in this period, two by the Badgers, who lead 3-2. Lindmark, Botterill, Kukkonen out there with Lotch and Kerr. Lindmark to take the draw against D'Angelo, the former Green Bay Gambler. Lotch plays it to the corner. Kukkonen can't reach it. Out towards the blue line. Kerr had come down the wall. Janicki played it out to center and then sent back in. I should say Griffin Jurecki, J-U-R-E-C-K-I, from Gross Isle, Michigan. And now Jurecki will send it down Wisconsin's way. Kerr cuts off D'Angelo. The Badgers able to get the puck out to center ice. Gucciardi after it took a hit from Kukkonen and went bending over the shelf, leaning into the Wisconsin bench after a pretty good hit from Kukkonen. The puck went out of play. Stoppage in play with 3:39 to go in the second. The Badgers with a 3-2 lead on the road against top-ranked Michigan State.
Kukkonen with a nice play there to cause the pressure. Gucciardi, as he took the hit, I think he tried to bank it off the low boards there and put it over into the Badger bench, and a lot of people trying to get out of the way of pucks and bodies on that one.
Faceoff outside the Michigan State zone. It'll be Dorward against Fitzgerald. They kick Dorward out of the faceoff area. Savage will step in. Fitzgerald wins the draw. Back to Joe Pilata. Chuck, who mishandled the puck. Larson took it away right wing. Looking. Shoots one low. Stick save made by Scarfone. And it caroms into the mesh out of play.
Wonder a little bit about the ice right now.
Yeah.
What we've seen with Dexheimer not handling that one. Pilata, Chuck. Puck wasn't where he thought it was. We saw Michigan State have a couple plays like that where they just haven't been able to handle it. It's been pretty bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel... And it's not that warm outside, but this building is pretty comfortable to sit in here. Usually you're pretty cold at these hockey rinks.
Yeah. It was warm when we came in this morning for the pregame skate, and it remains that way when you jam in 6,000 people. Faceoff to the left of Scarfone. There's 3:16 left here in the second period of play. A 3-2 Wisconsin lead. Fitzgerald to take the draw against Dorward. And Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Plotichuk steps to his left and sauces ahead to center. Too far for Tassie. Are they going to call icing? No. Tassie ties up his man to free the puck for Luskoski. Cycles back behind the net. Tassie on his backhand. Tried to get an angle to the front of the net, but cut off, and Dorward takes it away. His pass out to center went flopping along the sideboards, and then Fitzgerald reached for it and actually knocked it into the Badger bench. Stopping play with 3:14 to go in the second period. 3-2 Wisconsin. You know the Badgers this season are 8-0 when they score three goals or more.
They say we can just go home or on our way to Chicago.
Yeah, we could do that too. Faceoff just outside the Michigan State line. And Spartans scored first, then the Badgers scored three in a row before Dorward's goal at 14-26 cut Wisconsin's two-goal advantage to one. Finley skates into the attacking zone and then left it behind him. He'll try again. Little pitch pass left wing. Mosley with it. He'll snap one off, fought off by the right shoulder of DePasquo. Ricochet to the far side. Morrissey reaching for it, getting some support from Finley. Morrissey's got the puck. Here's Mosley with a shot, a one-timer left circle. Glove save made by DePasquo, and he hangs on. 2:48 to go in the second. 3-2 Wisconsin.
And the right glove, DePasquo. Normally that's a shot to the blocker side, and there's a rebound on that one with, I think it was Ryland Mosley coming in from the corner looking for it, but goaltender just picks it off with his right glove hand and gets the whistle and prevents a rebound attempt.
Mosley playing in his 149th career game, 1 point shy of 100. He's been such a great acquisition, the transfer from Michigan Tech with 10 goals, 20 points this season, 8 goals in his last 11 games for Mosley. Michigan State dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Lotch ran into trouble, but there's Anthony Kerr to help his partner out. Scholl able to get it out to center. Headman's now for Horbach, hoping to get it deep, but Lukashevich got in the way. He threw a wild pass out to center that Lotch intercepted, and then he accidentally iced it with 2:21 left in period number two. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Clearybuilding.com.
I think everything, ever since I mentioned the ice, can't help but keep watching. It just doesn't look right. The puck looks like it's slowing down, stopping before it normally would. It's hard to tell from up here if it's very snowy, but
yeah,
it doesn't look like it's traveling well.
Well, there were some issues down at Fiserv Forum during the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. A lot of standing water after resurfacing. And that was to be expected since the ice had not been down very long and it was humid, especially on that Saturday. Here's a pass below the goal line by Stramel, a belt-high pass for Howard. He couldn't get his stick on the puck. He was alone right in front of the Badgers' net. Scarfoni stops the puck behind his cage. Lotch goes D-to-D below the goal line to Kerr. He's pressured a bit. Now Geary holds at the left point. A left-handed defenseman to the slot. Far side, Baskel chased it down right wing. Shot easy. Save made by Scarfoni, kneeling, looking to his left. Scarfoni makes the stop. That's 22 shots on goal for Michigan State tonight. Make it 23. Scarfoni, 21 saves. A 3-2 Wisconsin lead under 2 minutes left in the second.
Yeah, easy save there for Scarfoni. Baskel took a puck, kind of just skate on the pass. Not a lot of traffic, at least when the shot was taken and gloved by Tommy Scarfoni.
Face off to Scarfoni's left. Scarfoni, in his last 11 starts prior to tonight, 8-2-1 record, a 169 goals against and a 936 save percentage. Oh, here's a backhand attempt by Michigan State. Nice move that time by D'Angelo, but Scarfoni able to keep it out. Here's Kukkonen now. Against two Spartans deep in the Michigan State zone. Gets some support from Lindmark, who won the puck free for a moment. Now it wobbles to Andrews, who bumps it off for Gucciardi. Near side boards, lead feed. Jarecki tied up by Dexheimer. Back out to center. Andrews has it for Michigan State. 85 seconds to go. Make that 75 seconds to go in the second period. Wisconsin with a 3-2 lead. Able to get the puck out at center. Lindmark takes a look to his right. Then got cut off by Dorwart. Michigan State on the attack. Skating with it, Van Sagi, but he mishandled, and Wisconsin's got it back. Laskowski across the line, can't get a shot off. Good stick by Andrews. Under a minute to go in the period, 3-2 Wisconsin. Lindmark can't reach the bouncing puck. Down the wall is Jack Phelan, spins it around to the left corner in Tassi. 45 seconds to go in the period. Tassi playing keep away from Dorward, who takes the puck away. Spins it back to the far side wall. Down the wall comes Van Sagi, got it off to the defenseman who sends it to center. Wisconsin's Phelan there. He's engaged on the near side by Red Savage. It's lifted to the far side near the Badgers bench, and Tassi will whack it deep. Fitzgerald gives chase. Dorward got there first. Can't clear. Laskowski shot blocked. Loose on the left wing wall. 18 seconds to go in the period. Laskowski knocked to his knees, still battling with Red Savage, who comes out of there with it. Savage skates up the near side boards. Cut off by Fitzgerald. Dumps it into the Wisconsin zone, and Zach Scholl's after it. Pins it against the end boards. 5 seconds to go in the period. Phelan, Larson, Loose puck, look out, back behind the net, now picked up by Fitzgerald, and that's it for period number two. The Badgers scored twice early in the second to take a 3-1 lead before Michigan State countered to cut that lead to one. It's 3-2. Wisconsin leads top-ranked Michigan State after two periods of play. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, it was 1-1 after one, and then the Badgers.